Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So I'm going to talk about training your brain. I had a really interesting conversation with someone a little while ago about happiness and focusing on happy things. And it's quite a contentious point, really, because I've read quite a few articles about how positivity can sometimes be used to mask the sort of darker emotions and troubles and things in life. It's a bit like slapping a band-aid on and just saying, as long as you're positive and you smile and everything will be fine. I don't really believe that, because I think you do need to allow yourself to experience and to fully feel things when they happen. I think it's quite dangerous to ignore emotions and to suppress them and try and distract yourself and not deal with them. But at the same time, allowing your mind to wallow in things that aren't pleasant trains your brain to focus on those things. And choosing to focus on positive things and to see things in a positive light is also training your brain. So the more direction you give your brain doesn't choose where to focus. You can choose. Sometimes if you're not aware, your subconscious chooses just from the programmings, the people you've grown up with, the society, the schooling and everything else, and the people that you've mixed with in your life. So unless you're aware that you can choose how to train your brain or where to focus your thoughts and things like that, then it can get taken over by the subconscious. And I'm kind of like, there's so many bits and pieces to this, I'm kind of getting stuck as to which way to go. But I'm trying to talk about positivity and the fact that it isn't a bad thing to think positively, as long as you give space to the negative things that happen in your life, as long as you don't brush them under the rug or pretend they don't exist or ignore them. That is also unhealthy. So it's about a balancing act. It's about accepting and acknowledging the negative things when they happen and the bad feelings that you feel. But it's about not allowing yourself to dwell unnecessarily, not allowing yourself to revisit those things and spin a story about how unlucky you are or how hard done by you are or how alone you are or how neglected you are. It's about choosing to spin a positive story. It's about maybe saying, it was a life lesson. What can I learn from it? What can I take away from it? What was positive about it? And the reason for that is that the more you focus on positive things, the more you teach your brain to look for and to see the positive in things. And to be honest, at the end of the day, it's your choice whether you live in a negative, unhappy and rather sad world, or whether you live in a positive, upbeat and joyful world. And it's where you focus, where you train your focus. So I think one of the times that it really came home to me was when I started the gratitude group. It's a Facebook group that I actually don't actually have that much to do with anymore, but I started it a number of years ago when I moved, just because moving can be quite stressful and my kids were going through A-levels and GCSEs. So it was a time when I really needed to be there for other people and not just live my life for me. So I needed to make sure that I was in the right space so that I could hold the space for my kids. And one of the ways I decided that I could do this was by introducing or continuing a gratitude practice. And I thought that the best way to help me stick to that gratitude practice was to involve other people. And so I started this Facebook group. And actually, it ended up being a huge success. I wasn't really expecting it to be. And because it was such a huge success, I carried it on longer than I would have done, because I was only going to do it for a month or so. But I ended up doing it for a couple of years. And because I had to do it every day, because there was a lot of people expecting me to show up every day, and what I did was I looked for 10 different things to be grateful for every day. And because I did that for so long, as soon as I set off in the morning, my mind was already looking for things to be grateful for. I didn't have to remember to do it. It was just automatically programmed to look for wonderful things, to look for things in my life that made me grateful, that made me feel gratitude. And that made me realize that the more that you choose to focus on things, the more you choose to focus on positive things, the more your brain just finds positive things, whether you're actually intentionally doing it or not. You've trained it to just look for the joy, for the wonders, for the beauty in life. And yes, bad things happen. It doesn't stop those things from happening. But it means that in the in-between times, or in the sort of the space in life, the majority of the time, my life was filled with wonder because that was what I was looking for. So that's kind of it for today. It was just really to let you know that you can choose to look for positivity. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't mean avoiding the not so pleasant things in life, but it means that you're training your brain to look for the good, to appreciate it, to make the most of it when it comes along. I hope you've enjoyed this. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes. There'll be a link to the Gratitude Facebook group as well. As I said, I'm not really a part of it, but it's still very, very busy. And if you feel like you need to be held accountable or you want to be part of that kind of community, then please follow it. There's some amazing people on there. There's a link to my website and link to my social media and also a link to my free 7-day happiness boost course. So have a stunning week and I will see you next week. And if you've enjoyed this and you don't want to miss out, just remember to subscribe. Lots of love. Bye-bye.